Career Confidential.
This is where we chat with someone in the Hunter Valley with an interesting job. And joining us this morning from Singleton is Ryan Gilroy. He's a racing car driver. Hello, Ryan.
Morning.
This is so cool. Lovely to have you in the studio. So you are racing in a support category for the V8 supercars coming up in Bathurst. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct.
How did you get into this?
So for anyone getting into racing, it obviously starts with go-karting at a young age. I was fairly late. I started when I was 15 years old. So in the terms of go-kart racing, you know, guys started at 8, 9 years old. And you work your way up from there. I started car racing last year. I did a bit of Pulsar racing and a bit of production car racing last year with a fair bit of success.
What's production car racing?
It's cars that you buy from the dealership. You put a roll cage in them and go race them.
Oh, wow.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I raced a little Mazda 3 last year with some class wins and stuff like that, so which was pretty cool.
So can I ask you a question? Have you always been a good driver on the actual road, like following road rules and like not running into things, and you're able to reverse park? Like, do you have to be a good driver to be a racing car driver?
Most of the time, yeah. I mean, you have to know how to drive a manual car, obviously. So,
of course.
I drive just a Falcon Ute around the road. I've never got a speeding ticket. I've never curbed my wheels or anything like that.
Then you can't become a racing car driver, can you?
Ryan, I'm a terrible driver.
I do some driver coaching as well. So if you need some tips.
So how fast have you gone in a car before on the racetrack?
Probably 230 kilometres an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's going through your head when you were hitting peak speed?
Where my braking marker is and where the next corner is. So I'm not really thinking about how fast you're going. You kind of get some tunnel vision going, so you're only looking to where you're going and you're thinking about the corners ahead. If you start thinking about the speed, that's where you start having accidents and you start getting scared. Because when you do realise the speeds that you are going at and some of the corners, how fast you're taking them, it is quite frightening to, you know, think about that. But we don't think about it. We don't think about the risks or anything like that. We just go out and do our job.
So what's the dream for you? V8 supercars?
Supercars, yes.
Supercars,
yep.
Yeah. And is there a dream car as well that you want to race?
Not particularly. I think gone are the days now of, unfortunately, the Ford and Holden rivalry. As much as that's what I grew up with, I'm a Ford supporter, but as a driver...
Just drop that in there.
Yeah.
Any Holden fans out there, a bit of a grudge?
Sorry, yeah.
Go the Fords. But as a racing car driver, if you get the opportunity to race, you know, supercars or in the development series in Super 2, you take whatever opportunity you get. So whether it be a Holden, Ford, Nissan, you take whatever opportunity you can and showcase your skills and try and get up the front of the field.
It's not a job that you kind of come out of high school and go, I want to be a race car driver. If there's anybody listening who wants to follow this career, what do you recommend?
If you really want to get going, start go-karting with your mum and dad. And get to your local kart track. There will be plenty of guys to help you out, even if you know absolutely nothing. Everyone there is willing to help you out, and you know they're willing to get you on track, put you in the right direction for what gear you need, what tyres, all that kind of stuff. They're all willing to get you on track, and you build relationships. And it's not what you know; it's who you know in this business.
Always.
So,
yeah,
hence the opportunities I've been given this year with Cedars Racing Team to race in the Toyota 86 Series. I got in contact with them with some people that I knew throughout my racing career so far. So, as long as you build those relationships, I think it's pretty possible for anyone to get to where I am.
Incredible.
Mm. We're chatting with Ryan Gilroy, racing car driver from Singleton. You can catch him at the Bathurst 500 Sprint tomorrow until Sunday. Best of luck, Ryan. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.